you've decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition.
It's Wednesday already.
I'm Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy. Hello,
Nick
Dangerous
Molloy.
Dave.
G'day,
how are we all going? Big show.
We're good. Pumped.
Strap yourself in. Mm. It's going to go cocoa bananas today. We've got global news and I'll give you a headline. Putin's up to no good.
Oh.
Reckons he'll be around in 2036 as president. We're going to take a look at what that might be like.
Is he topless again?
He may well be.
I hope so.
Yes. Okay, what else, Jane?
Look, it is a big day. We've got Lee Sales popping by, and I always love chatting to Lee because she's got a finger on the pulse of what's going on in the world and also a finger on the pulse of social media, bit of cooking, bit of TV binge watching. I always love catching up with
Lee. We'll talk to her about some of the heavier issues of the day that need be covered. Apocalypse Watch is up and running. Well, there's so much to get through.
There's music news, sadly.
What's the music news?
Well, the music news is that somebody very close to us has done a cover of Nirvana's... Well, it's a cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's.
It's me. I've been threatening it. And
it's you.
Well, I've been in the... I was going to say in the studio, but it's a live recording of,
Really?
Me doing...
You didn't ask for my assistance?
Required. All bases covered. All bases covered, Jane. Yes. Didn't need the highly strung...
Skilled...
You know...
Musician.
What's not coming back after coronavirus? We've got a good one today, and it's going to open up a whole heap of calls, which you're going to get into, so... man the phones, people.
Mm. And always entertainment news. Got a bit of an update for you, so we'll get to that. We keep saying we're going to get to it, and we do.
We're going to get to it.
We will.
Damn it.
Carol Baskin's popped up on the radar.
Uh-huh.
So, we might have a bit of an update there. On
thinking of putting her on my list.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't
surprise me. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Firstly, Jane coming to us from environs unknown today. I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
Went to use my desk in the office.
Oh, yeah.
Whole thing roped up with police tape. And you know who's done it.
Who's that?
Don't you?
Oh, good old Fee Curran.
Our
beautiful office manager. Don't play that music, Fee.
Here she comes down the corridor.
Careful.
She was furious for me calling
her
Darth Vader on the show the other day and threatening never to move my stuff. She's got
the
whole thing bagged up.
She bagged it up, did she? She would have gloves on.
Well, she'll die of coronavirus within a week because there's a cluster forming around six half-empty...
You've got, like, boxing gloves sitting on your desk. What the hell?
Never put your hands in those.
Can I just ask, the empty cans of Coke Zero, were they finally chucked? Because I don't know what... Were people keeping them like a shrine to you or what? It was just... Why were they there?
I just like to leave them around. It's too hard to put things
15?
Away. We live in such a disposable society, and I just don't feel that
your
I
desk
need to
made me uptight, made me think I was at home.
Well, it's a workstation,
everywhere.
And you know one day it'll be roped off. You know, like when you go and you say, "Oh, this is where Shakespeare did wrote Hamlet," or "This is where." This is where Auden.
You're quoting yourself
wonderful
to Shakespeare.
Poems.
It's not the first time it's happened in this office, though. I remember when you used to sit just behind the studios here. You had like a, Jane, it was the Tower of Zoo magazines. It was.
Yeah, that was stolen by Billy Brownless, I believe.
Really?
Well you better get those back.
My first office here ever in this building, I made them put a shipping container onto the roof.
I remember that. Why was that?
I don't know. I can't remember. Now I have to keep it tidy and keep dusting Jane's desks in the hope that she might come in one day.
You know what
I
mean? Going to.
So
I'm
just keeping the whole thing up and running. Like, remember when Jane used to come
to
work?
Yeah, well, you've got to come to work.
You've got to come back. We miss you.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to. I've been told by the Premier of our state, if you can stay home, you must stay home. If you're at work, there's no go. I've been told to stay at my home.
As long as you can do your job.
Well, apparently I am. I have taken up a new hobby.
Oh, what's your new hobby? Please, tell me. Come on.
I'll hold it up.
Here we go.
Show you.
I'll wait
you
for
ready?
This.
I'm crocheting.
Oh, my God. What are you crocheting? Horse hair? What is that?
No, I am crocheting a cowl.
A what? You know what a cow?
It's like a scarf that goes your double around it.
Will you make me something?
Whitney knows what.
Will you make me something?
Yeah, I will. What? I will, buddy. What? I'll do it. I'll make you a Richmond cow.
No, scarf. I want a poncho.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Do you know what? I should tell you. You do
that's
that,
like
and,
a
I'll
tent.
Make, and I'll make you something from macrame. I am a macrame.
Are you?
I'm a hanging basket specialist.
Are
you? I'll put in some beads.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to make this one, and then I will make a yellow and black one for you for your beloved Tigers football team. No, I've said a poncho.
What
is
yellow
like,
and black poncho? Well,
poncho's too big. I told you. I'd have to. It's like a tent.
What's
that's too
point?
Much.
Are you going
to
knit while you're
power.
On air, though? Are you going to do it while you're on the show?
I want to hear the clacking of needles.
Yes. No, I've been banned from clacking needles. Do you know what happened? When I was I had to go to the knitting wool shop. And I went there yesterday, and it just opened after coronavirus, and I was standing outside with a lot of old ladies and me. I must say I was about 40 years junior.
You've been an absolute spring chicken down at the...
I felt terrific, actually.
Hello, girls.
Fantastic. Hi, Chooks. How are you? Yeah. Anyway, this lady told me that she had to come in because she had slippery needles. And I said, haven't we all?
Jesus. Slippery needles.
Okay, you need to have a light.
What's happening?
That's enough.
Never heard that.
Dave, have you got a hobby?
Euphemism?
What's your hobby?
I don't really have any hobbies. No, I don't.
You have. You're budgies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the family. I used to finger knit when I was a kid. We used to sit and
okay.
Watch.
We don't need to go into your sordid teenage years.
Oh, finger knitting is. It's not
something. Do not say either the word finger or knitting on this show again.
Right. I can't believe my macrame thing just went straight through.
Nobody believes you are a macrame expert. Nobody for a second believes you are a macrame expert.
I'll structure in some beads and I'll put a pot in it. Ah, no one cares.
Okay.
Let's come back. I'm a macrame genius.
All right.
This is a good cover.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly
isn't it?
Better than the original.
Stitch
much
one.
Like my
slip
cover
one.
Of Puddle of Mud.
All right.
When Chain. It's better than the original, people.
Well, the world Pull. Premiere of that is happening a little later in the show.
Strap yourself in.
More after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And when the cover is better than the original, you know you're in rare space. But when the cover of the original, my cover of Puddle of Mud, which will be having its world premiere. In a moment comes out.
It's
you'll
a cover
see,
of Nirvana, of course.
Well, it's a cover of the cover of the original of Nirvana.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it's about a girl, and it's like the natural evolution of a song till it gets to the zenith, high point,
right,
high watermark.
And it sounds very noble. Yeah. What you're saying.
Well,
better be good.
Unless you're really into music, a lot of what I'm up to might go over your
head. We wouldn't understand.
So you need to be a bit of an aficionado to really understand a lot of the nuances.
Was it like walking into Abbey Road when you?
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Yeah. It's a bit like that. I tell you what.
How many takes did Maddie have to get you to
I don't call them takes. I call them
mistakes.
I call them slices of life.
Mistakes.
I thought a little. I felt a little chipping away at my soul every time I did it because you've only got
chipping
so much
away
to give
is, I think, inside how Maddie
you.
Yeah.
You look, I'm sure in your days with high velocity, you never quite got to the points. Hey, now is it time for a bit of global news? Here it is, coronavirus edition. Let's start with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. Who? What are you trying to say, Jane? Are you thinking he's looking?
I think he's a spunk. I think he's looking
as world leader. Is he the spunkiest world leader?
Yep.
Oh, good question.
Really?
Actually, no. The few of the young chicks who are now leading. I think is it Iceland or a few other.
Yeah, Finland.
Countries?
I think
Finland.
So.
Yeah, they're absolutely stunning. But he, as a bloke, yes,
German
thumbs up.
Chancellor.
ScoMo.
You were like ScoMo.
No. Trudeau's got the, as you said, Dave, he's got the Hugh Grant hair.
I know you hold the cow for Netanyahu.
Never.
Remind a bit of a Netanyahu in the...
Go on, what's happening
So you like this
Trudeau?
Guy? Well, he was asked about what was going on in America, and he was... I think you can guess his answer by how long it took him to answer. Let's have a listen to him. This is we have not touched this. This is what happened in the press conference as it went through.
You've been reluctant to comment on the words and actions of the U.S. president, but we do have Donald Trump
now calling for military action against protesters. We saw protesters tear gas yesterday to make way for a presidential photo op. I'd like to ask you what you think about that. And if you don't want to comment, what message do you think you're sending?
We all watch in horror.
Wow. He really had to think about that. There's a sigh in there. You can hear a bird tweeting. You can hear cameras going off.
You literally hear crickets. Oh, my God.
You literally hear crickets as he goes, I don't know what to say. I have no words. I'm completely done. Jane, what's caught your eye?
Well, another bloke that, there's a bit of eye candy in Putin.
Oh, you'd love Putin, because you like a strong man.
I love Putin. Yeah. I do like a strong man on a horse.
Fisherman.
Topless.
We know you like fishermen.
Yeah.
We know
you
like the strong type.
I do. I do like a confident man. Outdoorsy, confident man, which Putin is so confident.
All right, get to the point.
He set a July 1 date for a nationwide vote on constitutional amendments allowing him to extend his rule until 2036, even though Russia has their highest insane amount of coronavirus numbers, and we're trying to work out how he's going to get people to get out and vote.
2036, so that'll make him 84. I don't want to see him on a horse topless at 84. He'll have the saggiest tits in history.
Well, he'll have the best surgeons in the world to do it. He says, because
2036, who's going to be around at 2000? How can you?
People are not going to say no to him, are they? Mm. They're going to say, yep, sure, you go for your life. What is bothering me is the fact how are people going to vote? Because they're stuffed in Russia, basically, with coronavirus. He's saying they are going to distribute free masks, gloves and pens at polling stations just to get everybody to vote. He said, it's going to be safer than visiting a grocery store.
I think that we all know about the voting process in Russia.
Yes, I think we do
which
too.
Is one of those ones that Saddam Hussein used to have, where he would get 99% of the vote.
Weird how
correct.
It happened.
It would just happen every time.
What a shock.
2036.
He's there. He's not going anywhere. And Donald can just keep going on together
I look forward to seeing him there. And then, speaking of Donald, I want to talk about his photo opportunity at the out the front of the church with a Bible in his hand. You've all seen the pictures. Is it just me, or when I look at him standing at the front of that church that's boarded up, he's got the Bible in his hand, I kind of thinking, I bet you've never read that. I bet you've never even opened that copy. I bet you don't know how it ends. I bet you don't know who's in it. I bet you if I quizzed you on any single chapter or verse, you'd have no frigging idea.
It feels one of the most sinister, cynical manoeuvres to make, and I think that, again, is what you do in America. It's about patriotism and religion, and that's what you do to get people on board. It's a fascist sort of way.
Maybe it's not a Bible.
To go about things, isn't
it? Maybe it's his little black book full of porn stars' names. Here I am in the front. Look,
Stormy
this
Daniels.
Is
from Hugh Hefner.
Porn stars live, Richard. Look at me. Look at me. I am the king. Yep. All right, we get the idea. This has been another Curru cucu, mi amor. We will come back.
Thanks,
and when we do, it's Apocalypse Watch.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is,
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
There's a story we set up, Jane, yesterday. We were talking about Microsoft, who have instructed AI technology to replace all their journalists.
Mm.
We suggested that if our bosses got hold of that technology, we too could be replaced.
It's frightening, really.
This scary,
and we got our AI here, our limited triple M AI. We turned it on our own show. And here's how it might sound.
You lost a cast member this week.
Did you from Greece?
Jeff?
Jeff, yeah. Oh, pardon me. I
don't
may have
know
gone.
That he...
I may have called
has
it
he
too.
Passed away? I hope he...
No, he's very
he's
unwell,
very
is
ill.
He? Pardon
he's
me.
Very...
Sorry.
No, he was married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay.
It's very sad.
Sorry to hear that.
It's still awkward to listen to, even in the AI.
It is still the most excruciating thing over here in the AI.
I have to say, the robot brings more life and colour to Dave than the original.
Hey, what?
The dangerous Dave. What?
Oh, well,
hey, don't think that we are the only ones, the me and Jane. You'll be replaced.
So 40-minute music marathons are going to be replaced by AI.
Strap yourself
and
in,
then
Dave.
Even you, apparently, I've found this today.
Oh,
they're already doing it. Have a listen. They got this bit from the show.
Dave, did you really go Indian for Mother's Day?
I did.
What's wrong with that?
That is lying.
What's that?
No, Indian is not
What's
special,
that?
Mate.
Of course
yes,
it is.
Yes, it is special.
Thank you, Jane.
The number 46.
No.
The number 22.
The Rogan Josh.
We're not playing for the puppetons.
Butter chicken yarn bread.
You were made.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's a special occasion.
What did you expect?
Mango lassi.
One night of the year, mate.
Mate.
Oh, dear.
I'm a strictly suburban operator, all right.
You did you have any wine, or just the mango lassi?
Liz and I had a Corona each.
Oh, dear.
Nothing says Indian like Coronas. Ha, 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 ha.
I've always wanted to hear a robot say the word tight ass.
I don't mind that
I'm liking
guy.
The voices. I like the robot voices very much.
Kind of
I mean, yours
Jane.
Is very gruff and
sort of angry.
Yours tonight. Sounds very bleak.
We could all be
bleak.
Replaced tomorrow.
A bit up himself.
We could all
Me?
Be replaced tomorrow.
Impossible. No, right. I can't be replaced.
Hey, let's play a little bit of this, please. Right. Let's go.
You've been listening now. It's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
Mm.
Sex scenes in movies.
And now, you've been listening to another installment of That Won't Be Coming Back After...
It's gonna go away.
Coronavirus.
Sex scenes.
Oh, my God,
I
you're
am
right.
Not yanking your chain here, Jane Kennedy.
Careful about yanking, but I do believe that you are correct.
There is going to be on set, it's going to be a public health and safety issue.
Mm.
They will be reviewing it. All sex scenes in movies to be made in this country
wow.
from now on. I think you'll find I might just have to, I don't know, splice in a bit of porno or something. I don't
what?
Know what they'll
no.
do.
What are they going to do? How
well,
you got,
well,
there's
you'll
got
to
be a new
go
signal.
Back, you have to go back to the old days like they did
like
in
what?
The 40s when you simulated like a train going into a
well,
tunnel
that's right.
Or fireworks on New Year's Eve. You'd look out the window. All of a
Correct.
Sudden, Terry Grant would kiss Kip a woman,
out.
And then they
yes.
would go pan out the window.
That's in North by Northwest.
And then fireworks would start going
it's
off.
It's true.
And you go,
or a tunnel, yes.
What a great route.
Oh, my God. But what about famous sex scenes that have been?
Well, think of all the films that you would have to not... 9.5 weeks.
If you couldn't.
9.5 weeks. Remember those? Which always made my tummy rumble when I saw it at the cinema. That was just
I think you're a bit young.
They
That's
covered
why.
Themselves in food.
It upset you.
They're going, oh, what a waste of Marmite.
It upset you.
What are you doing, you idiots?
What about Titanic? The sex scene in with the hand
the
going
steamy,
up on the glass.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
Well, you could probably still do that one, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just a steamy
hand?
No,
not hand? If you're cracking on in a car. Well, That's
sure.
very hot and steamy and close.
Well, what about the scene from Ghost? Ghost when you...
The pottery wheel.
Pottery wheel.
Do you know what? When I saw that scene, I burst out laughing. It's the unsexiest scene I've ever seen in my life. Patrick Swayze with his little beady eyes.
Patrick Swayze. Dirty Dancing. Well, it's not strictly sex, but Dirty Dancing. You wouldn't be able to make that film today, would you?
You couldn't do the big lift.
It's just not just sex scenes. God, this is 133353, guys.
Yeah.
What scenes in movies that you've seen will no longer be... I've got one.
Yeah.
Not just sex scenes.
What is it? Weekend at Bernie's.
What do you mean?
Weekend at Bernie's because they carry him around.
They do.
They've got their arms around him the whole time.
It's a real person too.
It's a real
that
person being carried
right.
around Weekend
right.
at Bernie's. You can't do Weekend at Bernie's, mate.
No,
gone. For
right.
example, what about Dumb and Dumber when they have to do CPR on the guy? Or when they stick their tongues
on the pole.
On the chairlift.
No.
They won't be able to do that.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
There'll be no whopping your dick inside an apple pie.
Oh, please. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert. American Pie.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
No.
I can't stop thinking
about it. At least not on a cooking show.
All right, we'll take your calls on this. We'll be back soon.
133353 scenes from films you've seen that could no longer be filmed in the current environment. I know.
133353. Call through. What we'll do, we'll put you in the draw to win a brand new Tempur mattress.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's worth $10,000. We've got some Tempur pillows to go with it as well.
I'd like to film a sex scene in a Tempur bed. All right, that would be the ultimate.
All right. Steady. We'll take your calls now.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're about 10, 15 minutes away from a world premiere. It is Mick Malloy covering Puddle of Mud, covering Nirvana's Spatica.
It's a big moment in music. And
it's something I have basically waited my whole life
for. Gidinski, get to the back of the queue, mate. There'll be interest all over the world in this once it debuts, make no mistake. In the meantime, we're talking about what's not coming back after coronavirus, and we've just stumbled onto sex scenes in movies. It's out there. Mm. They'll have a serious think about it. Are you going to get your kid off with a stranger, someone you don't know, in a room and go about the business? What are the health and safety implications? There's a real chance it's going the way of the dodo. And we were thinking, well, that's not all. There's other scenes in films where there's close touching and dirty dancing and all the rest of it. So what scenes would have been banned under the new rules? Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, mate. I was thinking of the old Basic Instinct with Sharon Stone. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, just a moment there, because that is a lone act, isn't it?
Solo.
It's head scratcher, but she gets a green light.
A sex scene in a movie is just getting in the way of a good story. So if I want a story, I'll read a book. Otherwise, I'll just watch porn.
All right, sounds like
you've been in lockdown for a long time.
Is that part of your... Chris, are you with us? Chris,
you there?
Yeah.
He's got the giggles.
Chris, we may have stumbled onto what you... Chris, you are in the mood for... You're in the running for a Tempur bed, which I don't think
so
you
we'll
need.
Yeah, so we'll put you in the drawer.
No. I think if you lay down on that, you'll be gone till Christmas. Thank you, mate, Chris. Shane's on the line. Shane, what's not going to be happening? What?
Mate, Debbie won't be doing Dallas anymore.
Well, there you go. Ooh, one of the most famous pornographic movies of all time, or what do you call them?
Favorite.
Shane.
Give the man some beer.
Shane. All right, you're going to slap a brick lane coming your way, Shane.
You're a good man, Mick.
You're obviously a student of film.
Hey, Shane, I'm the one that said give the man a beer.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, Jane, you're the best.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Good on you.
That's okay, man. He's gone. Yeah, just had fun. Got his case of beer. He's left. Tracy.
All right, let's go to Tracy.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
Tracy. What do you think, what kind of scenes are not coming back, for example?
Well, Maverick and Charlie in Top Gun won't be doing their tongue wrestle anymore.
Who's doing that? I don't remember the tongue wrestling scene from Top Gun.
Well, it's a pash. Is that what you're referring
to? It's a full-on scene. Take My Breath Away.
Oh.
And they're tongue wrestling horizontally. Before you see if it's pointy tongue.
All right,
she wouldn't be up to it these days anyway, trust me.
Sounds like you're tongue kissing your own phone.
Thank you.
Says she's not in the sequel? Does it do a Top Gun sequel?
No. Let's just say she wouldn't be able to fit into the uniform.
Oh, Jane Kennedy.
That's all I'm saying.
Dare you.
I thought that was a very nice way of saying
it. What happened to sisterhood?
Yeah.
What happened?
I'm just saying, she couldn't fit into the uniform.
Right.
If I said that, I'd be absolutely keen.
Yeah, and you would be, and I'm not going to be because I'm a chick and I can say that.
Right. Fair enough. Jane, you've got a brick lane, a case of brick lane coming your way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Marie's on the line. Marie!
Hi, how are you?
What wouldn't we see?
All the sex scenes in Outlander, and I couldn't live without them.
sound a bit toey there, Marie. Huh?
Outlander is full of... What nationality are all the Outlander topless men in?
Scots. They're
18th
century hot. Michael Maloney, do yourself a favour.
Take it easy, Marie.
Watch the first season of Outlander with your significant other and ring me and thank me later.
Oh, come on.
Maybe
give the woman some beer.
Maybe we could FaceTime while we watch Outlander.
Got someone to watch it with.
I haven't seen
clearly.
It, but that would be like Game of Thrones.
I'm going to watch. I've
you
never
wouldn't
watched
be able to watch
Outlander.
Anything on a Game of Thrones, would you? There'd be no episode of Game of Thrones could go to.
There would not be any Game of Thrones. They are all over each other.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, Marie.
Good on you, Marie. It just sounded very toey. Sounded like she knew what she was talking about.
She's toey.
She will destroy that temper.
Hey, Dave's in Bathurst. We love Bathurst. G'day. How are you going,
Dave?
How are you?
Yeah, how's Bathurst going today?
It's cold, a little bit cold today.
Mm. Ooh, right. You'd have to warm the tyres up. You'd have to keep them in their cushions, get them up nice and early. Dave, what's going on, mate? What wouldn't we see under the new rules?
Mate, 50 Shades of Grey. You take the sex scenes out of 50 Shades of Grey and you haven't got a movie.
You know what you've got? If you ban all those scenes, 2 Shades of Grey.
I've never seen that movie.
You just buy the movie, take it out. You don't even have a CD in there. You just look at the cover.
When I heard Dave from Bathurst was on the line, the last movie I expected him to reference was 50 Shades of Grey. But I
like your eclectic Dave. You surprise us.
Hey, Slab of Brick Lane coming your way, big fella.
You're a legend. Cheers, mate.
Base lager for you. Steve's on the line. Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Scene would we never have seen under the new rules governing sex scenes in movies?
It's on a little Aussie movie called Crackerjack.
Oh, yeah? What was the scene?
It's right at the end. He leaves a big pash on Judith Lucy.
Oh, and Judith's still getting over it.
It was one of the steamiest scenes in Australian film.
It was. Can't remember his name, but the lead was a strapping bloke.
It was like Australia's Last Tango in Paris. There was this controversial sex scene.
Controversial, yes. And Judith is still in therapy.
Well, I told you the story because me and Judith were friends and we had to pass each other. And as soon as they all cut, about eight people on set rushed in and asked her if she was all right. Thanks for the vote of confidence. It's on my film.
Sorry
too,
for laughing
by the way.
So hard. Hey, Steve, thank you.
All right, we get the idea. When we come back, is it time?
It is time. Everybody, you've got to keep your radio on.
Happy with this.
It's a world exclusive of Mick Molloy covering Puddle of Mud's covering Nirvana. It's next.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is Kennedy Molloy, and I believe it's time for this game.
Now, across the nation,
Kennedy Molloy's Music News.
I have huge music news for the country. Something very special has occurred. It's to do with one of Kennedy Molloy's own. And there's terrific news about a cover of a cover of a cover of a cover. Of a cover, I believe.
Well, that's what I've done.
Over to you, because you are the superstar of the moment.
Let's hear about it.
Well, I think it's. Look, I don't like to big note myself or talk it up. And
Since when?
But this is a cover version. What I've done,
Mick, what's your inspiration? Yeah.
I recorded
this
last night with my producer, Maddie.
It's like the George Martin of Kennedy Molloy.
I think he's enjoyed this far too much for my liking.
Who was Kylie Minogue's producers?
Stock,
Aiken, and Waterman.
Didn't care for Waterman. Waterman used to let the whole team down.
Always.
Had a bunch of hits.
All right. Well, speaking of hits, this is destined to be one. Just, you know when you catch the musical zeitgeist?
Sure.
And you bottle it and somehow it just works. Yeah, everything works. Mm-hmm. Everything conspires together.
All comes together.
Musical terms together. So this is a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover, of Nirvana's cover, of their own, about a girl.
Yeah.
So let's, have we got About a Girl, the original?
So this is the original from Bleach, of course.
Great album. I get that Seattle sound.
Yeah,
I'm really into it. So,
and
then they did the famous MTV.
Yes.
This is the one we all recall, really. Yeah, right. You know, a magic moment.
Faint face.
And then Puddle of Mud came along and did the...
in your life. Hope you have time.
So I have taken all that genealogy and bottled it and created something new and fresh. And here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, my cover. Of a cover, of a cover, of a cover. It's my version of Puddle of Mud, and it's a live version recorded last night.
Wow. Here it is.
I'm standing in your life. I do hope you have the time. I do pick up number two. I do keep a third with you. I'll take it. Wow, you hang me out to dry, but I can see you every night. Me, I do.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah, baby, I do.
Wow.
You had to superimpose
when you
clapping on that. That's not us.
There was a live
everyone.
Version, Jane.
It's not bad.
Not here with the high.
First of all,
high
when
velocity,
you recorded that,
High Velocity never did a live recording because they were
highly strung.
Highly.
Where was just in? I just need pretty, from my own peace of mind. Was a defibrillator there when you recorded that song?
No, but the last two lines were recorded while I was on the toot, just to really.
Did you say Mickey was one of the lines? I did
say Mickey. Do you know what my...
You are out of control.
If I've got one production note for Maddie, not enough cowbell. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back after the break and we're going... Oh, I'm going to add some cowbell.
That was hard.
Oh, okay. We'll get it. So back into the studio.
Oh, look, the phones have lit up.
Add cowbell.
People are loving it.
We'll take your calls.
Look at this. They're checking
right the hearing. Is it line three?
Kennedy Malloy.
Tell him
they're traumatised.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, I don't care for that LA sound. I'm more of a Seattle...
Do not do a cover of that
grunge man. Mind you, I do like to perform in my underpants like Flea. But
no, I can't.
Well, that's true.
I just think they haven't gone for the really decent guttural
If you've
sound.
Just tuned in, Mick, we just had the world premiere of his cover of a cover of a cover of a cover.
Of a cover.
You've come a long way,
about
by the
a girl
way.
Nirvana. Well, I have come a long way.
Because you were always like a ballad guy. That was sort of...
Was
your,
I?
What yeah,
was
remember
I?
This?
Yeah.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, all right, enough. I've come a long way. I don't want to suggest that I'm not faithful to my, musical theatre background.
Yeah.
But I'm now fully immersed in grunge. Now, I've gone away and I've added cowbell. So I'm going to do it.
Oh,
with
really?
Me and Maddie,
so we're not playing
studio.
It again, though, are we?
Yeah, we're going to have a listen. Remember where you were when you first heard it with cowbell? Go, Dave.
All right, here it is. It's about a girl. Mick Malloy, Kennedy Malloy.
I'm standing in your life. I do hope you... I do pick a number two. I do keep a third with you. I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I can see you every night, Mickey.
Oh my God! What?
And cowbell.
Wow.
Whack-a-dacker.
You have to put Mickey in there.
Thank you. Oh, there's the last. Can I just say this? The phones are ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
And that
they
is
are.
That can't be anything but good news.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's try and take some calls. Rob, how are you going?
Well, thanks, Jane. Wasn't
bad. In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Not bad. Terrible.
Hey, get stuffed, Rob.
Yeah, thank
guess you. Where are you calling from, Rob?
You go in the drawer, Rob.
I'm calling from Frankston, Mickey, and I just wondered if it hurt you as much to sing it as it did for me to hear it.
Hey, listen, pal, I'm Frankston's favourite son, okay? There'll be a statue of me up in Frankston one day. I can have your legs broken. Bang. Mm. Next.
Outside the Frankston courts, that's where it will be. Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Samantha. Samantha, are you okay? Are you recovering? Yeah. Oh, you're laughing. What's going on?
I can't help but laugh because when I first heard it, I thought Mickey had just penned the new entry to Clown of the Week, but now I'm sure of it.
Samantha?
Yes, I like
that's very hurtful. I've put my heart out there. I've made myself vulnerable. With
Mickey, I've been really worried about you after I saw the streak through your hair a week ago on TV. So now I'm very concerned. As a counsellor, I think there needs an intervention.
I am having a... What could be called a crisis.
Samantha, I agree.
Where are you from, by the way, Samantha?
You're all going in the drawer.
Where are you from?
Toongabby.
That's how can you live in a place like that and be hauling off at other people? Where do you live? Toongabby.
I'm the best person to be hauling off. I know what it looks like. There's trouble there, Mickey.
Jeez. I'm getting beaten up
here. Get a room, you two. What's going on?
Who else, Jane?
Hey, we got Paul on the line. G'day, Paul.
G'day, how are we?
Paul, you've got a prediction of what was going on during the recording.
Yeah. I was just wondering how many Brick Lanes did Mick have to put that and produce that?
Not only that, how many Brick Lanes did Maddie have to actually record it? I think is the point.
Brick Lane get a producing credit on that particular single. Thank you.
Peter's run
Thank you,
through.
Paul. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jane. How are you? And Mickey.
Hey, Peter, what do you think of Mickey's song, mate?
I thought it was fantastic. Thanks. Donald Trump all the way. You sounded like Donald Trump singing it.
It sounded like Donald Trump.
It was a bit Trump-esque.
What the hell? That is. Get off. Peter, you know nothing about music. Janine's got it. See, it's a good call. I like this one. Janine, what are you thinking?
I think you're channeling Aussie.
Yes, oh. Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy can sing. Ozzy's a great rock and roller.
What's your point,
you know,
Jane?
For a generation. Oh, yeah. Pardon
Jane,
me.
Don't I contradict mean, our listeners.
I'm sorry. No. Yes. Well done.
Barry.
Well done, Janine.
Barry. What if?
Hello, Barry.
How you going?
Sorry. I've just read what you meant to say, Barry. What do you think Mickey sounds like?
Like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings, Mick?
Hark.
You've got to. He goes, Gollum speaks like this. Precious.
You know what? You know what?
A great this rendition.
This is when you put when you're an artist and you put yourself out there, people just try and tear you down. And that, to me,
you sound like Jim
is,
Morrison. Is that you'd
well,
love
Well, I am
that.
A lot like Jim Morrison. You know I had a Jim Morrison tribute
band. I know. We know.
All right. Hey, I'm going to play that again later because I think I can see there are people in the music industry ringing me up.
Okay.
Well, if Michael Gudinski does not ring up now, I'm booking for a tour when everything opens.
I'm good to go.
I'll go
right. I'm good to go. All right. Hey, is it Song Whisperer time?
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Any song now will be an anticlimax, but Jay.
Hello, Song Whisperer.
Synopsis,
how are
please.
You?
All right, just a quick one. This song is a fourth version of an original version. Technically, it's the first version of the third
yes,
version.
Yes, quiet. Here it is.
I'm standing in the
that'll do.
My God.
Cool. Isn't it good,
it's
though? Because it gets off to a fire.
It does. Yeah, he's
well,
got into it.
The guitar sounds good.
The final line is, both versions feature a man straining against time, musical scales, and good sense.
and the top button on their pants. All right, what do you got? Give us the
here's
synopsis.
Here's the real one. The scene is an abandoned warehouse. A man is tied to a chair. His mouth is duct taped. Another man dances a few feet away, in his hand an open straight razor. The man lashes out at the bound man. The razor leaves its mark high on the victim's cheek. The dancer straddles the hostage and continues to torture the man by slicing off his ear.
Oh, sounds a bit grisly.
When my baby smiles at me, I go,
oh, is it Mandy? Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Close. Not Barry Manilow.
Is he going to have a go?
Is it Dancing Queen? A lot of dancing going on.
It's a very violent dancing.
Xanadu?
Yeah. Like, to be honest. I have a feeling really this is going to go off very quickly.
I think I could understand. If it goes off quickly, we could always play a bit of my new single.
Yeah, yeah.
A live recording.
Yes. That's
hey,
right.
When we come back, we will have, we'll answer that question by the Song Whisperer, and then we'll have Lee Sales.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a big one. Don't you worry about that. Jane's got a cracking entertainment report full of the good stuff. Give us a taste, Jane.
Do you know who Lea Michele is?
No idea.
Maybe it's not that good. Maybe don't worry about the entertainment report. Okay. Hey, Lee Sales will be joining us. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the world we need to get across.
Yes, there
Who
is.
Better to do it with than Lee Sales? She'll walk us through what's
I
going
can't
on
wait for that.
Around yeah. the globe. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but we'll start at the top of the Song Whisperer. Huge music news just in the last 20 minutes with my breaking, dropping.
Huge news.
Yeah, dropped a new single.
I dropped a new single, a live version of, cover of Puddle of Mudd's, cover of Nirvana's, cover of their own song.
Yes.
And it's electrified the music world, but it is what it is. Song Whisperer seems a bit old hat going into the Song Whisperer now, but we'll soldier on. What's the synopsis of this song?
The scene is an abandoned warehouse. A man is tied to a chair, his mouth duct taped. Another man dances a few feet away, in his hand an open straight razor. The man lashes out at the bound man. The razor leaves its mark high on the victim's cheek. The dancer straddles the hostage and continues to torture the man by slicing off his ear.
Yeah.
Well.
There's a lot going
on. Yeah. It does conjure up a particular movie
for Baby
me.
Shark? Is it Baby Shark?
Baby Shark.
Not Baby Shark.
Let's see out there what people are thinking in the electorate. Mark's on the line. Mark, what's the song?
Is it Mick Malloy's cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover of Nirvana's
Oh my God.
I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry. But I
big moment. All right, that's enough.
All right, that is enough.
It's good cowbell.
The cowbell sounds good.
Yeah.
The cowbell's
the best bit.
Puts it over the top. I've added that in afterwards.
Plastered up.
Yeah, in post.
Not correct.
Tell us about producing a song. So good.
There should be like a Bohemian Rhapsody style movie made about me, recording that song and everything I had to go through.
I'd like to hear like the outtakes, the extended mix, you know, because when you go in a studio and you like the Beatles, you get all those.
How long did it take you to do that?
Yeah. Mate, you don't lift the skirts when it comes to what happened in the studio. That's magic. What I did there is magic. Yeah. I've created it, and you don't want to ruin the illusion.
We might talk to Maddie on that.
Maddie's seen too much.
I love vinyl. I'm a record collector. When's it going
to
come out?
Why don't you
vinyl?
Come to one of my signings?
Dave,
why don't you come to one of my signings? I'm going to do a signing.
JB Hi-Fi? Okay.
Yeah. Shut up.
I may.
Do not encourage this.
Do you know what I want to do? I want to do a concert on the roof here.
That's a great idea. You couldn't be bothered.
Do a garage session.
Not be fagged. You'll come Rob the Thomas night and you'll session. Go, I can't be stuffed, I'm not going on.
I'll do That's a Rob Thomas happen. Jane. Jane, why can't you be happy for me? I support you and your music career.
You do not. You have done nothing but mock my music career since we started working together.
If that's the way you choose to look at it, that's hurtful because I feel I've been supporting you high velocity.
What if we end the year with Puddle of Mud on the rooftop and you could join them for a version?
Yeah.
Okay.
They might get found out.
I'm not going to be anywhere near that.
Jane Kennedy, you can be on tambourine.
Oh,
there you go. Put a little bit of tambourine on the end of that.
Oh, that would just make me so happy.
Kim's on the line. Kim, what do you think it is? What's the song Whisperer's banging on about today?
I think it's Steel is Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Do you know I went a third above them, Mick?
You did not, Jane.
I did so.
Do you want to go a third above me?
The repeat.
Do you want to add you into my...
Play it again.
Okay.
Go.
And just remember, Jane, you're on a half-second delay for the rest of us, so you're a little bit out of time, but let's hear it again.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Do you want to do it now? Do it with this one. Do play my version and Jane can go a third above.
Right,
go.
Here we go.
I'll take it. Thank you. Wow. You make me have to try. But I can't see you. Mickey.
Do you know what?
Mickey.
That's the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
No, I'm out there.
I'm really trying. Hey, Kim, did you hear my version of Puddle of Mud's version of Nirvana's version of About a Girl?
I did. It wasn't the best end to a day, but yeah.
Kim, sister, we're in power together.
That's just cost you a case of Brick Lane. That's cost you.
It has not.
No, it has.
I'm allowed to give out Brick Lane as well.
One for having taste.
I can give out Brick Lane. Kim, you don't only get Brick Lane. You're in the draw for the tempered mattress as well.
10,000.
Wow. Excellent.
Hey, just tell us what the film is from.
Is it right, Song Whisperer?
It is correct.
Yes. Reservoir Dogs.
By the way, Song Whisperer, that was the easiest one ever.
Reservoir Dogs. Classic.
It was pretty simple.
What happened? Okay. You just want to get it over and done with today, or you couldn't be bothered?
I just can't think of that song without thinking of the movie. They're totally linked now.
Me too.
I might have to start thinking of a film clip for my version of Puddle of Mud.
What are you going to do? About a Girl.
Kim, are you going along with all this
about a girl,
talk
about Jane?
Yeah, it could be.
About Jane.
Longing for Jane.
I see Jane in a schoolgirl costume.
Yes.
I beg your pardon.
Spanked by a nun at a Catholic school. That's all
Hang
I've
on. And that might have happened. So don't bring up any traumatic experience.
All right.
We play the song.
It was a ruler on the back of the knees.
Clean it up. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Might be a little more for that.
Okay.
Shout out to Sister Catherine.
Here it is.
Steelers Wheel.
Lee
and up
Sales.
Next, Lee Sales will join us.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The talent's been slowly incubating away
and
bubbling to the surface, and it's just exploded.
Well, I hope our next guest doesn't agree with that.
Well, she's interviewed Paul McCartney, so I'd be interested to see how she thinks this sticks up. Please welcome to the fray, it's Lee Sales.
Oh, I'm feeling a little wary stepping into this. scene.
You are. You sound nervous, but don't be.
Do you think it moved you? Do you think it's an important piece of music?
It's a very important piece of music, Mick.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I think it's groundbreaking.
You have to be diplomatic, Lee, because you're the host of a television program. You can't be seen to take sides.
Absolutely, exactly. I'm just going to play it straight down the middle.
Yes, as you should.
Well, we hope it lightened the mood for you because there's not much joy around your neck of the woods at the moment.
No. You know, I was chatting to some colleagues yesterday and we were all agreeing that this has been the worst news year of all of our careers and everyone's been in there for at least 25
That's
years.
Amazing.
Yeah, because it's just been, because it was the bushfires which were not just this year, you know, that was last year, then the corona pandemic and then now this stuff in the United States. You might get one big story like that usually every 2 to 3 years and now it's just all of it. All the time, at the same time, it's been huge.
How do you think this has moved the needle either way, Democrats, Republican, the handling of this, the continued violence and genuine protesting going on at the moment? How's this all playing out? What do you think?
It's clear from Trump's behaviour that he's just viewing it through a political prism and trying to sort of rally that base of his. It's impossible to tell from here, you know, how that's actually playing. From here, of course, it looks, you just look at it and you go, how could he be re-elected? But, you know, it's hard to tell how that's playing out there. And there's still, you know, we've got months to go until the election, so you just don't know how things are going to play out between now and polling day. The Democrats haven't probably put themselves in a brilliant position by running Joe Biden, partly because at the moment he can't really leave his house because he's elderly, so he can't be out and about because he can get the coronavirus. He'll probably, you know, he has a significant chance of becoming really, really ill. So there's that. And then also Joe Biden's been around Washington for decades. He's very much a Washington insider, and you have to wonder, is that the sort of person that people are going to vote for? Or do they want something new and fresh? Hard to know.
What did you think about when you saw the Australian cameraman and reporter attacked by the police?
You know, that I used to be the Washington correspondent for the ABC about 15 years ago, and when I saw that, I just, you know, it was this shot of the cameraman. He was sitting there. He had his camera up.
He was absolutely passive.
Absolutely passive and clearly a member of the media, and he's got a shield straight to the face, his head snapped back. I just looked at it and thought, man, that's footage I'm used to seeing out of China, out of Iraq, out of Russia. And because my experience when I was a reporter in the US was that people believe so strongly in the press and the freedom of the press, and, you know, that's really ingrained in their culture. And people would often bend over backwards to help you find out information and talk to you as a reporter. And I just looked at it and I felt like it just broke my heart to see that that kind of brutality was happening in the United States.
We obviously, all our attention at the moment is focused on what's going on in the United States of America and a lot of Australians. It's a topic of conversation. Do you think we are not aware enough of our own record in this department, which is not great? I think there's been over 400 deaths in custody here in Australia, yet we're all pretty quick to focus on what's going on overseas and see it for what it is, yet kind of, I don't know, or tolerate what goes on in our own backyard.
Yeah, and it's heartening to see, actually, that pretty quickly a spotlight's been shone on it. There's been a case in New South Wales where just yesterday a 17-year-old Indigenous youth was arrested, and it was, you see the vision of the police officer sort of suddenly move over towards him,
it's,
and he sweeps his feet out from under him. Yeah. And the kid flips onto his face. Now, you know, I think there's a question to be asked of the police commissioner, like, is that standard procedure?
Yes.
Like, is that how they're taught to restrain, or was that unusual? And we haven't really, I don't think, had a clear answer.
And he's injured as well, too, the boy, I believe.
He was slightly injured. So I think that, you know, that coming straight off the back of this stuff in the US has focused attention on it in Australia, as it should, because this has been a problem for decades. You know, there was a Royal Commission 2 decades ago into black deaths in custody in Australia, and very little's changed.
No, that's right. There's a GoFundMe page up at the moment for the community of Uwindamu, who there was a killing up there, which is a community we went to last year, Jane, and there was an episode or a death up there after that. So this is ongoing And I think we need to bear that in mind, that we've got issues that need to be dealt with here as well. Who's on 7:30 tonight, please, Lee?
Actually, we've got a very famous American black activist and Harvard University professor called Cornel West. You'll know him as soon as you see him. He's the guy who's got very almost like Albert Einstein wiry hair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know the guy I mean?
Yes,
yep.
I do.
He's on the program tonight, so we'll be talking to him, and we're looking a little bit at the Australian economy being officially in recession.
Lee, when you're building a show like yours every night and you know that it's a heavy time in news, how do you look at it as and how to pace the show? Do you go, and gosh, we really need to finish with something light at the end, or you just think everyone's mature and goes, no, it's not the time for that?
It depends on the day. If the news is really, really awful, sometimes it would just seem trite to end on a light note. So sometimes you just go out. In fact, tonight we're ending on the recession, which normally would be the lead story, but because there's so much on the news. So sometimes you're just literally trying to fit in everything that's happened, and you can't always end on a lighter note. But generally, we like to end with something a bit positive.
If you did, have you ever finished with music? Like a musical number in the studio.
Speaking of writing notes,
I'm just thinking, wow. Happy to come in.
You hate me, have to try, but I can't see.
Lee, were you a Nirvana fan? You used to be.
Look, I was. In fact, I think what I said before that, you know, Mick's version was groundbreaking, I think the ground I can hear breaking is Kurt Cobain rolling in coffin.
Okay, Lee, you're done. Hit the showers.
Lee, you get a box of Brick Lane.
Yeah, get it away. Kennedy Malone.
There it is.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Extra, extra. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
All right.
Here we go.
Tom Cruise plans to build a COVID-free village at an abandoned RAF site in Oxfordshire so Mission Impossible 7 can resume filming.
Really?
So here's,
7?
Yep, here's... Yeah.
Is that needed? 7?
Well, it's been...
I'll tell you the movie. He runs really fast.
Mm. Yep.
That's it.
He runs
really
chick.
Fast
Well,
at
he
some
doesn't.
Point.
He social distances from a chick. There'll be a chopper.
Yep.
There'll be
a fight and a chopper.
Yep.
He'll do a stunt, which is where he'll go in all the publicity.
Opening will
claim
be a
he's done all his own stunts.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Fast cars.
He'll be on a cliff in the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
And then he'll run really
like
fast somewhere.
Anyway, it's been delayed because they were shooting in Venice, if you recall, and Italy wasn't going very well in coronavirus as the first time, so they moved out of there very quickly. It's now been delayed, the release of the film, to July 2021. So what do? You just build a whole village and it's like a bubble. It's like a Big Brother bubble where everybody will be coronavirus free.
Like one of those snow globes. He builds a snow globe. It puts it on a snow. Do you know there was a time in the 70s or late 70s when directors had this awesome power, and the director of The Deer Hunter, whose name escapes me, he was working on a film and they made him build an entire town. And he turned up on set on the first day. He looked at it. He said, "I want the road like half a foot wider." And it was a cobblestone road that went for about a kilometre.
Oh,
and they
God.
Had to go and rebuild, take down half
that's
a town and do it. Cause
well, Michael try Camino. Doing that these days.
There is Michael Cimino.
That's right. Imagine trying to do that. I mean, in the world of filmmaking, which we found that good luck with that. No one's going to listen to that.
No. Yeah. Anyway, all there right. you go. Tom Cruise, I know I told you this story, but I know someone when he was shooting in Gold Coast on one of his films, it might have been one of the early Mission Impossible films, decided he wanted to go and give the whole cast and crew a bake, or the crew a bake for something that didn't happen.
Wow.
So he took his shirt off and went into makeup and had them make up his entire upper torso.
Really?
So he could then go out. And point fingers
muscles.
At them and go,
"Tom Cruise.
I've done it here."
Well, I've sat next to Tom Cruise at dinner and he was delightful.
Hey, now we're getting to the guts of it.
What'd you talk about?
Delightful. Hello.
Everything. Yeah. Everything. He was absolutely wonderful company.
Right.
Yes.
Did he show
Nicole.
Any interest in you or any women in the room? What was the feeling?
Well, Rebecca Gibney was on one side.
Oh,
I was on
hello.
The other side.
Oh,
and apparently
Gibney,
all Rob,
Kennedy
Rob
sandwich.
Was opposite us.
Right.
And all he remembers is Rebecca and I tipping our heads back, laughing coquettishly at everything that Tom Cruise said. Like we're going, "Oh, Tom, oh, you're so funny."
Did you lower your
apparently
seats a bit
sickening.
So you were at his height? Or did you...
Is he really short?
Hang on, he's not really short.
Sitting on a phone book?
No. Oh, you scoff. He's really good looking.
Is he?
And he's engaging in very sizzling company.
Yeah, okay. And he's into kooky religion?
No, there was nothing kooky to discuss
that night. That's how it starts.
Talk about aliens?
Yeah.
We didn't. God. Anyway,
Thing
I'll tell you
five,
who's kooky.
Is he? Do you talk about that?
No, I'm going to talk about someone kooky.
Oh, hello.
Carol Baskin.
Yes.
Now,
Carol
I've refused
Baskin.
To watch this series because I don't like seeing any animal in an enclosure like they were doing. But
yeah. Lots of that.
She has won total control of Joe's Exotic former zoo, which is outrageous.
What? It'll be driving him
she
mad.
She has won control of the zoo. This much I do know, that this was a contentious point in the whole series of Tiger King. Mm. And let's just not forget that Joe, real name, Joe Maldonado Passage, is currently serving a 22-year prison sentence for attempting to hire a man to kill his
own. So I'll say this about her.
Right.
She's possibly the most evil character of them all, and she may well be up on charges of killing her husband. Being reinvestigated as we speak. But she used to retrieve animals, and her cages were smaller than his.
Yeah.
And she used to say, here's an animal I've saved, and then charge money to people to come and see
this
him.
This is why I won't watch it.
And they're in smaller cages than him. And she pays her staff nothing.
No, that's right.
She says, oh, we're an animal rescue centre. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You come here.
You'd be a volunteer.
Yeah,
so now she owns Joe Exotics.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what she does.
Yeah.
I'll bet you she keeps it and goes. Ooh, that woman.
All right.
One of my boyfriends. I kind of find her attractive in it.
Okay.
You do not.
Put her on the list.
You don't. Yeah. God, it's been a long time for you if you find her attractive. Okay. Roger Federer had a lapse in judgment when he was like banging on about Alan Jones.
He loves Alan Jones.
Yes, however.
He sent him a message for his last show.
He did.
Have you got
it there, Dave?
Find the message.
I've got Roger playing piano.
No, I just want to hear him ringing in for Alan Jones' last show because they share a lot of similar views.
This is how this happened. Roger Federer's agent, Alan Jones' agent, they all said, can you please send a message?
Hey, he's a fan of the show.
News.
He's a fan of the show. Play it, Dave.
Nah.
Alan, it's Roger here. I wanted to wish you all the very best for what's to come and many congratulations on an amazing 35 your career in the media business. Take care and all the best. Bye.
He's in a pod.
Next.
All right.
Who else do
and
I have to sing?
Roger Federer. Do you love Roger Federer?
I've met him, had a chat with him.
Did you sit next to him?
Twins.
Was the same night you sat next to Tom Cruise?
Was Rebecca Gibbon there?
No, Beck wasn't there for that one. George Colombaris was when I met Federer. Yeah. It was in a very intimate setting.
Did Roger play the piano for you? Did he play the piano?
Actually, there was a piano there.
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself.
There was a piano.
Was
there? Katrina Roundtree was hostess for the night. It was a pretty eyes wide shut
experience. Keys in the bowl? It was like
almost. I was very worried by the end of the night.
It's all happening.
Okay, so.
Thank you, ladies. Linesman. Thank you, ball boys.
it was kind of a, did that happen or was it a dream? No, it happened. Roger Federer is officially the world's highest paid athlete for 2020.
Is he?
Bang!
And the most boring.
Bang.
Isn't that just boring? We've got to go now, Jay. Is there any music news?
There is music news. Apparently an amazing new release.
New release?
Oh, wow.
I'll take it. Vintage. Wow. You
set to hit the charts.
It's hot and trending right now.
Mickey.
It's Mick's cover of a cover of a cover of an original Nirvana song about a girl. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Do it properly, Dave, or you'll be replaced.
You hate when I just come out casually.
I'm just pointing out that you can easily be replaced.
Who's he going to be replaced? By who?
By AI technology and computers.
Oh.
You've heard about what Microsoft is up to.
Yeah.
They have replaced some of their own journalists in different organs already. Mm. And this is how you would sound replaced by computers, Dave.
All right.
Dave, did you really go Indian for Mother's Day?
I did.
What's wrong with that?
That is lying.
What's that?
No Indian is not special, mate.
Of course
it
is.
Yes, it is special.
Thank you, Jane.
The number 46.
No.
The number 22.
The Rogan Josh.
We're not playing for the puppetons.
Butter chicken yarn bread.
You were made.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's a special occasion.
What did you expect?
Mango lassi.
One night of the year, mate.
Me.
Oh, dear.
I'm a strictly suburban operator, all right.
You were made.
Did you have any wine, or just the mango lassi?
Liz and I had a Corona each.
Oh, dear.
Nothing says Indian like Coronas. Ha, 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 ha.
I like that guy.
Can I just say, that's the first time a computer's ever said the word mango lassi.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
Which, by the way, good, is a fantastic drink too. I love Indian and
it's
I love mango lassi.
I'm worried about my
course mate. Your beautiful wife just wants to you to do something. Make an effort.
We love Indian and we you know, have our Coronas and
but
our mango lassi.
But you go there a lot, don't you?
So what?
So
that's
why
what we like to
do.
People
that
love Indian. I'll tell you like some Indian.
Who's that?
Michaela Cash. I love Indian. Remember, she said that.
Oh, hey, that's Michaela Cash doing her hair. Can you imagine Michaela Cash's voice as a computer?
Oh.
No, can't do it. All right.
There is nothing possible.
You'd be in trouble too, Jane. You're swearing. Imagine how would that sound like?
Because they live forever, they never get old. They've always got that pale skin and that dark raven hair. Cause they are. Quick Dave.
Quick Dave.
They don't have a sense of urgency, AI robots.
Because Dave was the name of the computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
It was,
I'm
indeed.
Sorry, Dave. Hello, Hal.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow. You got another bit there?
There was this bit that I think you guys were broadcasting from Noosa.
Do not do this.
No,
this.
Remember this
Can I set this up?
Yeah.
I am speaking on air. Mick has just, he's so casual because we're doing the show out of a hotel room, goes and sits on the couch, has a bit of a read of the newspaper, doesn't he? No. And I start broadcasting. Please proceed.
Okay, here it is.
On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
I'm on air.
Ha 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 ha.
That is
real professional outfit here.
This is right.
Mick's sitting on the couch. Who are you talking to? Says Mick. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, just so people can understand, play the real one. Have you got find the real version of that? Can you do that while we talk amongst ourselves?
That was really one of the. Are we going to enter that for any like award show? Because that sums up our show.
You know, what you were saying didn't sound quite interesting enough to be on radio.
Sorry, Veronica's on a plane.
Oh, this is the
original.
Are
you serious?
This is us in a hotel room in
Noosa.
On the way up, I saw people on flights. The Veronicas. I'm on air.
Oh.
Real professional outfit here. Mick sitting on the couch.
This is
who are you talking to, says Mick.
On the way up, I saw people on flights, the Veronicas.
Who are you talking to?
Still funny.
You didn't move You didn't move your ass very quickly off that couch, by the way.
I felt no reason to. The damage had been done. And I thought I would just ride it out.
How about to do the show?
I did have a drink that had a bendy straw in it. And a little umbrella.
You're having a cocktail.
Hey, we love doing the shows from exotic locations. You're still at home. I can see from your nanny flat in the background. Have you what's the latest addition there to your granny flat?
Well, it was.
What have you added?
Yeah, what's there?
I'll tell you. This was yesterday. The grill, electric grill.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, it's a US plug.
It's like you've stolen that from a house. Looks like you've been looting. Looks like you've been part of the riots and you've stole someone's sink.
Like Tim Shaw from Demtel, that's who you are. You sort of,
I am.
Where the jellyfish go?
Plus,
the jellyfish is
more.
Gone. I'm worried about
jellyfish.
The jellyfish.
Shut up. Here it is, right here. I have it on all day, right in front of me.
Have you?
Don't you mock me, my jellyfish.
Are people allowed in your granny flat or what's happening?
Oh, how do you think I feel when there's evidence of other people have used my granny flat?
Know if someone's been
like a VCE student thinks he can come in here and have some quiet time and do some private study.
Like Greg Brady's den.
That's right.
I go, Josh, have you been studying philosophy again in my study?
It wasn't built for philosophy. It was built for toilet humour. Yeah. That's the way we like it.
All right, Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, you can keep in touch with the show.
You're a disgrace. Are a disgrace.
Jane?
I'm sorry, let me paint the picture.
Who is a disgrace?
During the song, I look over and Dangerous Dave is sitting there. He's got my drumstick, which I use for cowbell, stuffed inside his shirt down his back while he's going a big scratch.
And really itchy. I think it's like a pimple down the side of my...
So if you're really itchy, mate, in an era of coronavirus...
Grab it off him. Grab it off
him. It's all done. Now, the only thing I would do is reach over and set fire to that thing. What are you
I
like?
I think this is Matty O's from British India's drumstick, by the way, too. So apologies, Matty.
It should not be Matty O's.
That'll be the last time they play together.
No, it's Mick. What happened to the drummer from British India?
No, I think Mick took Matty O's drumstick.
Dave scratched his back with his drumstick.
He didn't.
Oh, there's another one here, by the way. There's two here. There's another one down there.
Mick owns the drumsticks. I will stick up for him.
Massaged your testicles.
All right. All right. Song time.
Oh, is it okay?
You want some music?
Yeah. No, it's been a very big day on Kennedy Malloy with a world exclusive that you might have missed earlier.
It's getting a lot of traction out there. People are ringing in. Yeah. People are direct messaging me.
All right.
There's been a couple of lawsuits threatened.
Okay.
That's good.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I haven't heard a word on today's show after finger knitting, which Dave
it's a thing.
Said he did in the opening
it's
break.
It's a thing. We did it
Dave,
as...
it's not a boy thing.
No, me and my cousin Annie on a Saturday night while mum and dad watching the two Ronnies, we'd sit there and finger knit.
Is that a third cousin?
No. No, it's not.
Is it legal what you do? Is it legal? Is it legal to finger knit?
We don't want to hear about you and your cousin Annie.
You can make all sorts of things with
Hang on.
What's your technique?
Hang on.
What's the best finger knitting technique?
Your index finger.
That's enough now.
People will know what I'm talking about. Those that finger knitting community know exactly what I'm talking about.
Who had a knitting Nancy?
It's like swinging.
Anybody know what knitting Nancy is?
No idea.
A knitting Nancy?
Yeah.
That would be
Oh, my God. The callers will go off the hook. Knitting Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
She was a wooden adornment with spikes in her head.
Hello.
And you could do... Hang on, or is that what I'm thinking of the other night?
Okay, someone's been hit on the head. Someone's been hit on the head. I think it's time to go. What are we? Should we play a bit of my music? But this is you need to hear.
All right. Well, we'll take out the show with a bit of. It was a world exclusive earlier today. Okay. Mixed cover of a cover of a cover of an original Nirvana song about
I'll
a girl.
Take it, vintage,
this has been Kennedy Malloy.
Have to try,
Charlie Pickering tomorrow.
But I can see you every night, Mickey. I do, yeah, baby, I do.
That is music for my ears.
Missed that? Grab the podcast from today's show, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.